My name is Thad Phong Thawon Kamol, and this is my research work that I did with my thesis advisor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Professor Karash Nachet. And this is a joint research work done with Dr. Gui Jun Wang at Boeing Research and Technology. So let me try one more time to just try to project this slide. Probably not going to work. It works. Cool. You know, first iteration of ChromoPixel. So, okay. So the topic is reliability and timeliness analysis of fault tolerant distributed publish subscribe systems. Yeah. Anyway, so the motivation of this work lies in the public subscribe systems. Just to give a brief introduction, you know, public subscribe system is an interest-based communication paradigm, and each user can be a publisher, which is a producer of information, or subscriber, which is a consumer of information. And basically, when the subscriber wants to receive some information of their interest, it subscribes to the public subscribe broker network. And whenever there's an event published by a publisher that matches the subscriber interest, it will be routed via the PubSub broker network to the subscriber using the routing algorithm inside the PubSub middleware. Okay, so. So basically, here underlying the public subscribe network is just a kind of network of broker, and this basically applies to all the public subscribe application out there. It could be real-time messaging, it could be social network messaging, it could be cloud-based messaging across among federated clouds, or it could be sportscasting or news report. So basically, I don't have to elaborate on how applicable this public subscribe system can be applied to normal communication. So our goal in general is to basically analyze and predict the performance of the PubSub systems. So basically, this is a sort of the framework and the building block of the autonomic system, where we're trying to observe what's going on inside the current system. And basically, if we can get that done, we can basically automate the adjustment or optimization of the system. But first, the question is that, given a public subscribe network and all its setting, how can a system predict the reliability or timeliness perceived by each subscriber? And basically, what the slide here shows is that there are many factors that affect the subscriber quality of service. For example, it could be the traffic load. For example, if the traffic load is high, then basically you get the message queue delay, right? And the message can be delivered late. Or it could be the PubSub broker network failure. If the broker fails or if the link becomes disconnected, so basically that could affect the quality of service at the subscriber as well. And also, the subscriber can move. For example, if the subscriber is on wireless network and it moves around from one wireless point to another wireless access point, that could also affect the quality of the message that the subscriber receives. Basically, our goal is to try to create a model that could predict the quality of service based at the subscriber based on all these factors. But here in this paper, we're going to focus on the broker network failure and recovery and how that could affect the quality of service that the subscriber will receive. So yeah, as I already mentioned. So this paper proposed an analytical model that captures failure or recovery behavior of public subscribe middleware and try to predict the reliability and timeliness that are perceived at the subscriber. And also, this framework supports several commonly used public subscribe fault tolerance algorithms. So as I said, the proposed analytical model can be used in subscriber admission control, broker network planning, or you know, pub sub protocol selection. So as I already mentioned the motivation, so next I'm gonna describe the scope and model of this paper. So basically, when you say quality of service at a subscriber, we mentioned reliability and timeliness. So basically, what, how could we quantify the quality of service level that the subscriber receive? So one intuition to combine reliability and timeliness is that, I mean, ultimately the subscriber cares only the message that is received successfully and on time. In many applications in the current age, right? I mean, message can have the lifetime. So basically, if you receive the message late, it's as equivalent as, you know, you don't receive the message at all. So with this thing, we come up with a single metric, which is called the subscriber real-time reliability, which is a fraction of events of subscribers' interest that are delivered to the subscriber before they are expired. So just to give the example, so at let's say if the subscriber is intended to receive three messages, I mean there are three events published, and each event has a lifetime of 5 seconds. As you can see, the first event got lost in the middleware, and the second event was published at time 20 seconds, but it got delivered at time 26 seconds, which means that this message is expired and useless. Only the last message could be delivered successfully to the subscriber. So this means that out of three messages that are supposed to be delivered to a subscriber, only one of them got delivered. So we call this subscriber real-time reliability to be equal to 0.33, which is 1 over 3. So with this metric, we combine reliability and timeliness into one metric, and we believe this is a meaningful metric to be used to identify the level of quality of service that a subscriber receives. So basically, our framework is trying to, let's say, given the whole graph, right, you have the topology graph of the broker overlay network, and we have the publisher, set of publishers that are connected to the network. We have the set of subscribers that are connected to the network. For example, here we have, and then we also know what kind of interest each publisher is interested to and what kind of interest each subscriber is looking for. For example, here we have two topics as illustrated by the color of the subscriber and publisher. So our goal here is to come up with an analyzer that, let's say, feed in this graph. The analyzer can be computed at some control center or something, and then can predict the level of the reliability, real-time reliability each subscriber receives. So this is our goal. So then what do we need to know? What do we need to know about the broker and everything? So here is the assumption that each of the components must have. So for a subscriber, we assume that each subscriber has its own topic of interest. This must be known before the computation. As well as publishers, the publisher has to export or declare its topic of the message that it will be published. And also, we assume that each publisher has some sort of the, you know, tentatively computed average publishing rate in terms of in a second. This is important because we would like to we need to know how much publisher can publish over a period of time. And also for the brokers and links, we assume that based on the statistical learning, we assume that each broker has a known failure rate and recovery rate. And the same thing as link, we also, I mean, based on existing techniques such as the hard reading or statistical collection, then basically we assume that we know the failure rate of the link and recovery rate of the link. And at this point, at the current state of the research, we assume that these are exponentially distributed. Basically, there's a research paper publishing saying that, like, usually the broker failure rate is arguably exponentially distributed. So we took that approach and based our assumption on that. So for the public subscribe routing, our framework tried to not assume anything on the existing on the public subscribe routing in the framework, because we want our framework to be applicable to a wide range of the public subscribe routing in the market. But basically, we try to make the least assumption about the PubSub protocol as least as possible. So upon joining, the new subscriber subscribe to the local broker. And the local broker store the subscription at its routing table and propagate the subscription to all other brokers. So this is sort of very generic, right? I mean, to the algorithms out there. And basically, the publisher, only one important assumption about the PubSub system that are going to be used by our model is that the model, the PubSub routing protocol must have a path consistency property. What does this mean? The path consistency property means that if under normal condition, the publisher, I mean, for whatever routing algorithm you use, one publisher will always use the same path to deliver an event to a subscriber. So basically, like if you have two messages from the same publisher to the same subscriber, under normal condition, no failure or anything, then these two messages must use the same routing path from the publisher to subscriber, which is, I think, is fairly generic to most of the public subscribe algorithms out there. So now I'm going to dig into the analyzer and then how the analyzer computes the subscriber real-time reliability based on the different fault tolerance technique. We will see. I will try to bring in a lot of commonly used fault tolerance techniques that are normally apply to the PubSub system, but this technique hasn't been analyzed yet. Our paper is trying to basically quantify the effect of those previously proposed algorithms and their effect to the subscriber. So yeah, the question, as I said, given the entire public subscribe graph and each component parameter, how can we estimate each subscriber real-time reliability? For example, like here, let's say we want to find the reliability of the subscriber in the middle. And then basically, our approach is to, let's say that, filter out all the publishers that are not matching the subscriber interest. And then basically, since we assume that the path consistency property exists, then basically we can break down the whole publisher set into publisher one by one publisher, and then try to compute the level of real-time reliability from each publisher to that subscriber. For example, here we know that there are two publishers that match the subscriber interest. Then basically we find some way to compute the pairwise reliability between each publisher to the subscriber. For example, here, let's say we can compute the reliability of the message from the left-hand side publisher to the subscriber, which is equal to 0.9, and the pairwise reliability from the right-hand side publisher to the subscriber equal to 0.8. Then basically, we can compute the total subscriber real-time reliability based on using the weighted average. And the weight will be equal to the rate that each publisher publish. So for example, here, the left-hand side publisher publish twice as many messages to the right-hand side. So basically, it has the weight to be twice as the weight of the right-hand side publisher, and then can calculate the total subscriber real-time reliability of this subscriber. So first of all, let's say what if we use just a basic algorithm? Let's say we don't have any failure mechanism at the broker. We allow the publisher to fail, and then we allow the link to fail without doing anything. So this is sort of the baseline quality of service. So basically, this is a very simple math. Basically, we calculate, since we assume that there's only one part from publisher to be used to the subscriber, then basically we just compute the availability, which is the fraction of time the link or the fraction of time that the broker is operational. So and then this is a sequential reliability problem. Then we just compute the pairwise reliability, which is equal to the multiplicative term of all the availability. So basically, this is sort of the baseline, how to compute the pairwise relativity between a publisher to a subscriber, I mean, given that there is no fault-tolerant mechanism used. So, and next, now we're going to consider several fault-tolerant techniques to be used in the public subscribe system. So one commonly used technique is the event buffering and retransmission. So in retransmission protocol, each broker stores incoming event into its persistent storage before sending acknowledgement back to the sender. And then the broker will keep transmitting event until it receives the acknowledgement message from the next hop. And then it discards the buffer event. For example, in the example, let's say the first hop broker received the event, and then when it tries to deliver the event to the second hop broker, it stores the event into its buffer first. And then if the second hop broker or if the link between them fails, basically it will still keep that event into its buffer and then keep retry the transmission until it receives the acknowledgement back from the second hop broker. At that time, the first hop broker will discard the event from its buffer because it's already known that the event has already reached the second hop broker. And this is a fairly retry and acknowledge scheme. And basically, in this protocol, you can see that the event will never get lost because the event is always staying somewhere along the path. But since we care about the lifetime of the event, if the event stays in the buffer for too long, it might be expired, which is equal to useless event in our definition. So the question is, how can we determine the pairwise reliability from the publisher to the subscriber? So this is as I said, the event will never get lost, right? The only way the event can get lost can be useless is that the time it stays along the path is more than its deadline, its lifetime. Sorry. So for example, here if we denote capital D is a message deadline, message lifetime. So the reliability of, I mean, from the publisher to subscriber is a probability that the end-to-end delivery delay is less than the lifetime. And basically, then we can break down this delivery delay, entry delivery, into per hop delay. And I'm not going to show this in presentation, but basically, we can compute or estimate the delay distribution of the per hop delay. Since each of the broker and link has the exponentially distributed failure time and recovery time, we can use the Markov theory to estimate the per hop delivery delay distribution. And if we can calculate the distribution of each per hop delay, we can calculate the summation of the distribution. And then basically, after we get the total end-to-end delay distribution, we can calculate the probability that the distribution is less than some threshold. And that can lead to the real-time reliability between a publisher and subscriber. So that's for the buffering scheme. Another commonly used fault-tolerant technique is the multipath routing. So basically, here we assume some sort of generic failure detection, and the broker knows that when its neighbor is going down or is going up. So basically, here let's say if the publisher in this example, in the normal situation, it sends the event using this path to the subscriber. Let's say if one of the broker in the path fail, then basically it will reroute reroute the event to the subscriber. So how do we calculate the relative for this It turns out that this is equal to computing the connection probability, which is NP hard. So we instead estimate the lower bound by reducing the graph into the several multiple independent path. And basically, we can compute using the simple reliability computing to compute the to estimate the property that at least one part is connected, and then we can calculate the reliability. And then the last approach we are thinking of is that we will combine the buffering, retransmission, and multipath routing, in the sense that you can use retransmission as the default forwarding part, and also we can use opportunistic forwarding for the alternate part. For example, if the broker fails, you can also the broker can buffer the event as well as at the same time retransmit the event to the alternative part. So also it's just the way we calculate is just a mixture of the buffering analysis and retransmission and multipath analysis, and we combine that all together. So let's see the result of our analyzer. So we test it via simulator, but based on the parameters that are observed from the real-time test. For example, here we set the broker to fail and recover within every 17 hours, for example. And also we test the two set of broker which is different. Which is different in the availability range. We have low-end brokers and high-end brokers. And the lifetime of each message is set to 1 hour. So this is the result. So as you can see, the x-axis is the estimated value of that are predicted from an analyzer. The y-axis contains the actual reliability when we run the experiment. Each dot here represents one subscriber. So as you can see, our predictor is pretty good in the sense that it's fairly accurate because the predicted value is really close to the actual value. And you can see here that here this is the red color is a basic protocol with a low end broker, and green one is a basic protocol with high end brokers. The blue dot represents the retransmission. Retransmission buffering protocol with the low-end broker, and the last one represents the retransmission with the high-end broker, the typo. This is the tree topology. So we can see that if there is only one part that from one publisher to one subscriber, then it's better for you to have a high-end broker than the low-end broker. And it's good for you to have the Fortran protocol, which is here, which is in this case the retransmission greater than half nothing at all. So let's say what happened if we try with the random graph. If the random graph has average degree equal to 4, and we with the low end broker, we can see here that the retransmission helps improve the reliability, but the multipath is better. And obviously the best way is to combine the retransmission protocol with the multipath protocol. Things are different in the high-end broker, because in a high-end broker, you can see here that the retransmission protocol is actually better than the multipath routing. And actually, combine the multipath routing and retransmission doesn't really improve the reliability very much apart from the retransmission protocol. The reason behind this is that once your brokers have very high quality, the time it fails will become much shorter. And this means that it's better for this broker to have the retransmission protocol, because at least you have the kind of reliable guarantee. In contrast, if you use multipath routing, there's still some chance for you to fail, because you send the message via the multipath, but you don't have any acknowledgement mechanism to retry. So this is the answer. Obviously, this is only specific to our setting, but if the settings are different, this result can play differently. The main point is that our prediction protocol, tool can predict the reliability very, very accurately. So in conclusion, our work presents an analytical model to predict reliability and timeliness in distributed public subscribe system that abstract broker, link failure, and recovery. And we also support several commonly used fault tolerant schemes. Our evaluation results suggest different fault tolerant schemes perform differently on many factors. And basically, our predictor can be based, can be used for many purposes. So as I can say, our research work try to cover all the spectrum of the model, and this is just only a part of it. So that concludes my talk. Thank you.
Thanks very much for a very interesting presentation. We are doing something very similar.
Okay.
And we faced some very big challenges, which I somehow couldn't figure out how you have addressed these challenges in your work. Perhaps I will look at the paper later, but
okay.
You know, high level, the problem I see is that if you want to predict the timeliness, you know, in terms of the event reaching the destination on time,
right,
you need to take into account, of course, the state of the nodes that it traverses on the path, right? Which you do, right?
Yes,
whether it's
yes.
up or down.
Right.
So that's part of the challenge. But the other part of the challenge is that you have to take into account the load level of these nodes, right?
Exactly.
Because you have also other publishers publishing at the same time, and events traverse a given node from multiple directions. They meet there. And then you said in the beginning that you are not making any assumption about the routing protocol, right?
Right.
Which poses my question, basically, how do you estimate the queuing behavior and the load level of a given node on the path without knowing what the routing behavior is and what traffic currently is traversing the nodes?
Right. So that's a very good question. That's actually, we are trying to address this in another paper, which was published here 3 years ago, and basically we are trying to, in that paper we have to assume some sort of routing mechanism in order to predict queuing delay and processing delay, right? The thing is that here we are trying to you know separate the complex problem into several several simpler problem with some assumption, and we hope that once we try to solve this each of these problems, then you know we can try to find a way to combine all this approach all together and you know as you said you know address all the aspect of the parameters.
Yeah. But just to understand correctly, you are making an assumption about the routing protocol, or you're not making an assumption? It's a black box, you basically.
So here in this paper, we don't make any assumption about this, because another thing is that one thing that could probably explain this is that usually here the scale of the experiment right here the failure time of each broker usually lasts in this hour minute, but when we try to address the processing delay and so on, that usually takes in the scale of second. So in this paper, we have the mindset that this is a dominant, these are dominant term. These are dominant term in the sense that, you know, the time scale is different. And basically, those processing delay could be considered negligible in this paper.
Yes. And very short.
Sorry, we can take it offline. Yeah.
I'll continue offline. Yep.
Okay.
No, thank you very
right.
much.
Thank you.